All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite. It is Wednesday, so it is time for Pro Wrestling America. This week, coming to you from Rockford, Illinois, and the BMO Harris Bank Arena. It's been a long time since we've had any changes in the roster. But this one is kind of sad in a way, but Dirty White Boy has said he is not interested in seeking a contract renewal, and so today will be his last card. So he and his tag team partner, Gino Hernandez, end his time in the PWA in the main event, facing off against David Von Erich and Terry Gordy. And that brings up the feud that we talked about last week. What's going to happen between these four guys, between David Von Erich and Terry Gordy and Bubba Ray Dudley and Jimmy Golden? Well, this week, I'm trying to keep them separated from each other. So each of them have matches against other tag teams. As I said, David Von Erich and Terry Gordy facing off against Gino Hernandez and the departing Dirty White Boy. Bubba Ray Dudley and Jimmy Golden facing off against Dylan's boys, Chris Candido and Mad Dog Buzz Sawyer. But those aren't the only matches on the card. We have the rematch from last week. Television champion Nightmare Ken Wayne defending the title against the former champion Steve Armstrong. We've got a number one contender match for the Illinois heavyweight title as Fallen Angel Christopher Daniels faces off against Brad Armstrong. And then in the Sunshine Bobby Heenan feud, you've got the opponents switch this time. Gentleman Chris Adams facing off against Billy Gunn. Honky Tonk Man defending the Illinois heavyweight title against Bart Gunn. And in the other match on the card, American Tag Team titles, as Special Delivery Jones and T.D. Steele defend the titles against Flying Brian Pillman and Eric Embry. Great lineup for you this week. Let's get into it, what we got going on. First match, television title match, Ken Wayne defending the title, won last week against the former champion Steve Armstrong. And Ken and Steve have a good match, but Steve telegraphs a backdrop. Ken catches him with a sunset flip for the pin to retain the title in a time of 5 minutes, 55 seconds. The next match has Gentleman Chris Adams facing off against Billy Gunn. Heenan tries to get involved in the match, but Sunshine stops him. As he tries to grab hold of her, she kicks him in the groin. Billy gets distracted by the outside action, and Chris nails him with the super kick for the pin in a time of 9 minutes, 33 seconds. Next match is the number one contender match for the Illinois heavyweight title. Fallen Angel Christopher Daniels facing off against Brad Armstrong. And Daniels takes the fight to Brad from the opening bell. Brad tries to get back into the match, but Daniel pins him with the Angel's Wings for the win and the shot at either Honky Tonk Man or Bart Gunn for the Illinois heavyweight title. Christopher Daniels, your winner, time of 14 minutes, 57 seconds. Well, that brings up that match, doesn't it? The Illinois heavyweight title, Honky Tonk Man defending against Bart Gunn. And Bart starts out at the very beginning trying to get Sunshine, saying he wants his shot at her. Honky Tonk Man nails him with the guitar. Nick Patrick calls for the bell to start the match after Honky Tonk Man has already hit him with the guitar. And Bart never really gets into the match. Honky Tonk Man pins him with a shake, rattle, and roll to retain the title in 1 minute, 1 second. We shift over to the interview area, where David comes out to speak with Lance about how horrible my booking has been. He demands a rematch from 2 weeks ago with Gino Hernandez for the American heavyweight title. He says he's tired of having to jump through so many hoops to get his world heavyweight title back. Answer to no one starts to play. I come out and tell David that he has his rematch with Gino tonight. He and Terry Funk will, or Terry Gordy, will face off against Gino Hernandez and Dirty White Boy. If David wins the match, he will get the next American heavyweight title shot. David threatens another beatdown if I try to wiggle out of it. I tell him, unlike some people, I am a man of my word. If he wins, he gets a title shot. And speaking of title shots, Flyin' Brian Pillman and Eric Embry have their shot at the American Tag Team Champions, Special Delivery Jones and TD Steele. And all four men have a great match. The fans are split over who to cheer for. It seems that the crowd will cheer for whoever has the advantage. Steele backdrops Brian over the top rope, but Brian lands on the ring apron. He nails the Eric Pillman to win the titles in a time of 33 minutes, 18 seconds. Your winners and new American Tag Team Champions, Flyin' Brian Pillman and Eric Embry. Now we get to the big feud and the separation we have here. Bubba Ray Dudley and Jimmy Golden facing off this week against Chris Candido and Buzz Sawyer, trying to show that they are a good tag team if given the opportunity, and not just some thugs that can just throw everybody around. Well, in this match, Bubba and Buzz take most of the match. Dylan gets onto the ring apron, and Bubba drags him into the ring. Jimmy sets Dylan up for the 3D. Candido makes a move, but Golden drills him with a brainbuster, and Dudley gets the pin on Candido for the win in a time of 10 minutes, 52 seconds. And somehow, some way, there's not a sighting of David Von Erich anywhere. That's interesting. All right, final match of the card, main event for the night. David Von Erich and Terry Gordy facing off against Gino Hernandez and Dirty White Boy. As I said, this is Dirty White Boy's last match for a while in the PWA. We wish him well, but we know that there are always other places for good wrestlers like him to go. But as I said, this match, if David wins, he gets an American heavyweight title shot. And David takes the stipulation seriously, pulling Gordy off a pentatip three times. Gordy finally tags David in and leaves the ring. I mean, not just goes off to the ring apron, but actually leaves the ring. He's done with the match. David fends off both opponents before making Dirty White Boy submit to the Iron Claw in a time of 25 minutes, 26 seconds. David wins. So David gets the next American heavyweight title shot. David doesn't want to wait. He takes out his vengeance on Gino, leaving him in the middle of the ring in a pool of his own blood with a pile driver to end the card. So we have now the monster heel making his mark, not even making his tag team partner happy, because he's worried about the fine print in the stipulation. What happens if Gordy were to get the pin? Would Gordy have gotten an American title shot? Or would David have just been screwed over once again? Those are his own words. Because, of course, I think I'm doing a very good job with the booking. But David has always been a daddy's boy. And so I don't do things the way Fritz would. Because Fritz always had his boys as the top guys and really would have had David probably hold the world heavyweight title if he could, if he would have lived for a couple of years instead of Kerry's couple of months that he got. It definitely would not have been a one and done title reign for his boys had Fritz had his way. But that's always been my problem with Fritz Von Erich, is that he always made his boys the stars. And that's great. I mean, you can do that. I did that as a parody in a former iteration in the Mississippi Valley Wrestling, which I brought up a couple of weeks ago, which I decided I'm not doing any of the flashback because that's just extra work that I don't need and have the time for right now. But in there, it wasn't just that you had the dad running things, being a wrestler, and having the sons come in when they came of age. But I took it a step further, where basically everybody in the organization was related either by blood or by marriage. So I think I had over 90, close to 100 characters between wrestlers and arena promotions and all of that, and the front office, that were all somehow related to each other and related into it, which was my parody on it. And it wasn't that I made them all stay like Fritz did with his boys and making them all the top stars, the baby faces, and anybody else who came in that were baby faces elsewhere, like the Freebirds, like Chris Adams, like Iceman King Parsons, like Brian Adidas. Eventually, all of those were forced to turn heel because they couldn't share the spotlight and the glory and the fandom with Fritz's boys. And that was just sad. And I seek to maybe rectify that in the near future. And maybe even bring back the grandkids, Ross and Marshall, to bring about some more Von Erich family fun. But for right now, we have the monster heel trying to make his mark, leaving it on Gino Hernandez as he left him bloody in the middle of the ring. Dirty White Boy was already out and bloody from the Iron Claw, so he was no help to his partner, even in his last match in the PWA. Well, that's it for this week for Pro Wrestling America. I am Southern Dynamite, thanking you for being here, hoping you'll be back next week as we come to you from State Farm Center in Champaign.